shine on top of the har itself. Like Rashi says, "Vayachas teonen lahar." It means blurred the Moshe. It wasn't for mitzvahs pre-show. The Shechina was there for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shechina was there to cover the Har Sinai. Sharei kol oisav shishas yomim, because these first 6 days from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until like Vov or Zayin the Sivan, all of the Yorod, Moshe was busy. He was going up and coming down Bashkama. Loimel him atem risam asher atisul mitrayim vayashem oisav divrayom al Hashem ulemochan emelon leich elohom vikidashem lemoch leich reid elom bom hekseid bom. And say that Moshe was busy those 6 days. So you can't say those 6 days he was porish, he was separated to be b'terech the Shechina, because he was busy going back to Klai Yisrael. So that's what the Kiva's pshat. But the Pesuk is time saying the first 6 days it was Shechina on time for Har Sinai, l'kavod Har Sinai. Vayikrael Moshe, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Aseret HaDibros, v'chol Yisrael oimdim, and the whole Klai Yisrael was there. And then, b'yom HaShvi, right after the Aseret HaDibros, Moshe went up to Har Sinai. So why does the Pesuk say, Vayishkun Kvod HaShem al Hasinai v'chaseinu shesh yomim v'yikriel Moshe? Why does it say that he only called to Moshe? That was just time to give covered to Moshe. Because really the Shechina was there for the whole Klal Yisrael. Because everybody received their service of Dibris. The reason why the Pesuk says for Moshe is the chalak covered to Moshe. That's what Rabbi Kiva learns out. So Rashi Leibua Kosev Leima Vayikriel Moshe Levadoi, it doesn't really mean that Hashem spoke to Moshe Levadoi, because Hashem said the Aseret HaDibros to everybody. El lechalek lo kovod. The reason why the Pesuk says he spoke to Moshe was that to give kovod to Moshe. But really it was for everybody. This is the Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. And Rosh Lakish is going like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, there's a riot to Rosh Lakish. And Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns that first Rosh Chodesh Nisan could be there was no Shechina there. Then Aseret HaDibros were given on Vov. And then on Zay, and then for 6 days later, there was a Mrs. Prisham, that the Shechina came down again, that Moshe was perished there for 6 days. And on the seventh day, that's when he first went up to the Har. That's the right to Rosh Lakish, that there's a Mrs. Prisham 6 days before you go to El HaKodesh. Right, Gemara says now, Rabbi Nosson Noemi, Rabbi Nosson says, Rabbi Nosson also holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that the Shechina was there after Harsin, after the Aseret HaDibros. But he says, why was the 6 day Shechina? That the reason why Moshe had to wait 6 days after the Aseret HaDibros before he could go up to Har Sinai was to take away, clean him out from all the achilu and shtiyah that he had. To make him like a malach. His Moshe was going to go up to Shemayim to receive the Torah. There he didn't eat, he didn't drink, he was like a malach. So for 6 days before he went up to Har Sinai, he had to also prepare himself that he had no food, and was to clean out his system. So Rashi says, Lamarak Achimushtiya, Rabbi Nosson Sovolok Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Nosson also holds Pshat in the Psukim here, is like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Prisha Lamayshevi, that these 6 days, the Pasuk says there was a Shechina, that was because Moshe was Perish. That was after the Aseret HaDibros, the first 6 days afterwards, Moshe was separating himself in the Shechina. And Nosson just says, not like Rosh Lakish. You can't learn out from here that anybody that goes into the Machna Shechina goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's a Mitzvah Prisha. So he hoist the Prisha zu elo shebeshishi yom alolu nismarko achilo shebemayin. So the reason why here Moshe had to be separated 6 days was special. Because here before he went up to Shemayim to be like a Malach, we wanted to empty out all the system, all everything inside him. Liyos kamalchi asherus, to make Moshe like a Malach. But Stam, like a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he doesn't have to empty himself out like a Malach. Therefore, there's no Mitzvah Prisha. He can't learn out from here Mitzvah Prisha. Rabbi Masiyah ben Chorosh Oimer, Lo'ebo HaKosev Elo La'ayim Olav. He also holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that after the Aseret HaDibros, the first 6 days, there was a Mitzvah Prisha. Moshe had to be separated for 6 days. Why? Layim olav, to give Moshe a little pacha, a little bit fear. Kedei shetei Torah nisenes b'yema, that the Torah that Moshe was going up to Shemayim now to receive the Torah, that Torah should be given b'yema with awe, b'reses of Isaiah with fear. Shenema, the Pesuk says, ivdu es Hashem b'yira, it should be able to Hashem with fear, v'gilu b'roda, and v'gilu be happy, also b'roda with fear. My v'gilu b'roda, what does it mean to be happy with fear? Omer Rav Ada Bar Masna, Omer Rav, B'mokam gilom, b'mokam you should be happy, like b'limera teirom, sham teirodo. There there should also be fear. So before Moshe went up to ask Pinchas to receive the Torah, for 6 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was la'ayim alav, put fear upon Moshe, that he should give mekabel the Torah b'toch yira. So drashi la'ayim alav, hu nami sova lo k'rav yeseg lili. His Rav Masiyah also was like Rav Yosef Lili. The Prisha L'Moshe, that these 6 days are talking about after the Aseret HaDibros. The first 6 days afterwards, there was Shechina there special for Moshe. U'lahavdila mibnei yodim, and to separate him from everybody else, like Rish Lakish, that there's a mitzvah Prisha here. Shetichol olav eima, the yosel of Adai, because one will be separated by himself, yovin v'yosem l'vova likoneis l'machne Shechina v'yema. They will be able to come into the Machne Shechina with awe, with fear. So 6 days before you come into the Machne Shechina, you have to separate yourself to get Eimah, to get Yira. The Mokim Gila means Matan Torah Shaluchas. They have said, Tukudi Yashem Yisharim Misam Chilev. It's by learning Torah, that's Misam Chilev that makes you happy. So with Hashem, the Mokim Gila, it's the Mokim, the Kabbalah Torah, is Sham Teirodah. There should be fear also. That's why Moshe had to have this Mitzvah Prisha 6 days in advance. Today the Torah should be given like B'yema. So good, so it's a machlekes Rav Yosi Aglili and Rav Akiva. But according to Rav Yosi Aglili, it's a riot to Rish Lakish, that there was a mitzvah prisha the first 6 days after Aseret HaDibros, Moshe was separated before he went up to the Machne Shechina. For the Gemara now, B'maika Miflagi. What's the machlekes, B'maika Miflagi, Rav Yosi Aglili, Rav Akiva? What's the machlekes, what does it tell you in the machlekes of Yosi Aglili and Rav Akiva? If shot from this psukim at the end of Mishpatim, that it says for 6 days the Yonan was there, and the seventh day Hashem called Moshe. Are these 6 days the first 6 days of Chodesh Sivan, the way Rav Akiva learns, it's talking about before the Aseret HaDibros, and B'yom HaShvi means for the Aseret HaDibros? Well, according to Rav Yosi Aglili, no, the pasuk is talking about after the Aseret HaDibros. The next 6 days afterwards, the Shechina was there for Moshe Rabbeinu, and on the seventh day, that's when he went up. What's the machlokes tolyin? So Gemara says the plukta dani tanoi. It's tolyin another machlokes tanoi. Exactly when was the Torah given? When was the Aseret HaDibros given to Klal Yisrael? The time you learned in the Braisa. B'shisha b'chodesh nitnu Torah liYisrael. That's what the Tanakhama holds. That Torah was given. The Aseret HaDibros was given on the sixth day of Sivan. Rabbi Yosi says the Shiva boy. No, it was given on the seventh day. His Moshe was hoisted for Yemechud Midaitai, that Hashem first gave the Aseret HaDibros on Shiva on the seventh day of Sivan. Now, so Rashi says this machlokes, the Gemara and Shabbos go through Dashan's Psukim there, the machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi. Now the Gemara says like this: Man the Yama B'Shisha, the one that says what the Torah was given on the sixth day is B'Shisha Nitna, was given on the sixth day, over Shvi Yola, and the seventh day he went up. We'll soon see what that means. Now, man the yama b'shiva, the one that says Torah was given on the seventh day of Sivan, is b'shiva nitna. The Torah was given on the seventh day, or b'shiva ola. And on that day, Gufa Moshe went up. As right after the Aseret HaDibros, that's when Moshe went up to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. The Aseret, like the Pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe b'yom Hashvi, that Hashem called to Moshe b'yom Hashvi. Now the Gemara explains it. What does it mean? Rabbi Yisag Lili Sover. Rabbi Yisag Lili holds. Sover lo ke Tanakam. He holds at the Tanakama. The Yoma b'shishi b'chodesh nitnu Torah. The Torah was given on the sixth day. On Vov Sivin, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Aseret HaDibros to Klal Yisrael. Hilkach. Zeho yomai sa'ach Aseret HaDibros. Therefore, that this pasuk says now, Vayishkan kvar Hashem al Har Sinai, that's talking about the 6 days after the Aseret HaDibros. And then the pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe b'yom HaShvi mitoichonon, on the seventh day of the Mitzvah Prisha, that's when Moshe went up. But these psukim are talking about achar Aseret HaDibros. Why? The pasuk says, Vayishkon kvod Hashem al HaSinai, Vayechaseyu onon sheshes yomim. Lo Moshe, for 6 days the onon was there for Moshe, Vayikra Moshe b'yom HaShvi. And then on the seventh day, Hashem called up Moshe to come up to Har Sinai, lekabulai shah Torah, to receive the rest of the Torah. He's the first on six on Zai on Vov Sivan. The Klal Yisrael received the Aseret HaDibros, and then 6 days, and then the seventh day later, that's when Moshe went up to Har Sinai to receive the rest of the Torah. What's with why does Rabbi Yosi Aglili hold like this? Because he says, "These talkotai terifik are going to tell me vayishkan kvod Hashem mireish chodesh." That Pshat, this Pesach here, is like Rabbi Akiva learns, that it's talking about on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the first 6 days. That's when the Shekhinah was on the Har Sinai. Vayachaseyu on in Lahar. And the Shekhinah came down means, look over at Har Sinai, that the first 6 days, the Shekhinah was on Har Sinai. Then the Pesach says, Vayikri al Moshe b'yom Ashvi. Lekabuli aseres adibros. You want to say what? That on the 7th day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe to receive the aseres adibros. For the Gemara HaKiblu lo mishisha. But Rabbi Yosef really holds the aseres adibros was given on the 6th day. So how could the Pesuk in here be talking about before the aseres adibros? What's trying to posit that the Shekhinah was there 6 days and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Moshe on the 7th day? What he called for on the 7th day? The Torah was given on the 6th day. On Vav V'Sivan, the Aseret HaDibros was given. So why did Hashem first call him B'Yom HaShvi? It should have said Hashem called him on the 6th day. V'Vaita, V'Akibul Hu Mishisha. And Vaita V'Astalak Onan Mishisha. And who Adin? It's a Svara to say that the Onan went away on the 6th day. Like it's a Svara to say the whole Shekhinah was only there L'Kovid Har Sinai. If you say we're talking about now, if you're talking about the Shekhinah was there before the Aseret HaDibros, so why was the Shekhinah on Har Sinai? Because Hashem is going to give now the Aseret HaDibros. So it's a Svara to say as soon as Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros, right away the Shekhinah went away. So how could you say Vayikra El Moshe B'Yom HaShvi Miteichonim, that Hashem called to Moshe the 7th day Miteichonim Miteich the Shekhinah? If you're telling me now it's talking about the 6 days before the Aseret HaDibros, that means the Shekhinah was only there L'Kovid the Aseret HaDibros. So on the 6th day when Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros, that's the Svara, the Shekhinah went away then. So how could the Pesach say, U'bayem HaShvi Miteichonim, Hashem called Moshe on the 7th day, and the Shekhinah was still there. So therefore, the Svara is we're talking about now, the Shekhinah is not talking about Har Sinai. The first 6 days, we don't know what it was. And then Yom Vav, Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros. Now after the Aseret HaDibros, the next 6 days, the Shekhinah was there still on Har Sinai, because Moshe needed a mitzvah prisha. Before he would go up to Har Sinai, he needed a prisha 6 days in advance. And then on the 7th day, Bayom HaShvi, Miteich Hashem called to Moshe, Miteich Onan. That's what Rabbi Yosef really learned from these sukkim. That the Torah was given on Vav, and after Vav, the Shekhinah came down another 6 days for Moshe, and on the 7th day, Hashem called to Moshe. See Rashi? Nitnu Torah of Rashi means Aseres HaDibros. O Mikroa Yalfi Tamayo Tanakam Rabbi Yosef Masechta Shabbos, Torah of Akiva. We learn out that sukkim in Shabbos, how you know the 6th day or the 7th day of Sivan. Now, man, the Yom of the Shisha, today Nasbuk. Vochi, the Ohochi. Pusha, the Gemara, like Gemara explains it soon. Yeah. If Yosef really saw the look at Tanakama, Hilkos Rashi says, Akochoch, Shisha Yom of Yom HaShvi, Akochoch, Achra Seret HaDibros. That's what the Pesuk says, that for 6 days the Shekhinah was there, and Hashem called Moshe the 7th day, has to be talking about 6 days after the Seret HaDibros. O Pirish Moshe Shisha Yomim, and Moshe separated himself after the Seret HaDibros, the first 6 days, over Ashvi on the 7th day, Nichtas the Kabla Luchas. That's when Moshe really went up to Shemayim, was first on the 7th day after the Aseret HaDibros. That's where Rabbi Yosef really learns the Pshat. Rabbi Akiva, why does Rabbi Akiva say that like that? He learns that the Pesach is talking about before the Aseret HaDibros. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, so about Lok Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yosi. The Yoma B'Shiva B'Chodesh Nitnu Torah. Rabbi Akiva holds no. On the 7th day of Sivan, that's when Hashem first gave the Aseret HaDibros to Klal Yisrael. Nitnu Torah Yisrael. Yeah, the Rashi of Rabbi Akiva Solok Rabbi Yosi Hilkach Shvi Zeh Zayin LaChodesh Hoyel. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva learns the Pesukim very good that we're talking about now. Sheishes Yomim the Shekhinah was on Har Sinai L'Kovet Har Sinai. When? From Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the first 6 days. Vayikra El Moshe B'Yom HaShvi. On the 7th day, B'Toich Onan, the Onan, the Shekhinah was still there, because on the 7th day, that's when Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros to Klal Yisrael, and right after the Aseret HaDibros, Moshe went straight up to Har Sinai. So Hashem called Moshe on the 7th day. That's what Rabbi Kiva learns from the Pesukim. And according to Rabbi Kiva, there was no Mrs. Prisha. Right after the Aseret HaDibros, Moshe went straight up to Har Sinai without any Prisha. Tamar says now, this time of the Rebbe Kiva, it's very good according to Rebbe Kiva, Haimu the Mishkachas, that's the way it comes out, the Mishkachas law, that Bishiva Osa B'Tamuz Nishtabru Haluchas. Comes out very good, that after the Aseret HaDibros, Moshe went up to Har Sinai for 40 days, 40 nights, and he came down on Shiva Osa B'Tamuz, and that's when he broke the Luchas. How do you have Sivos of Atamis? Esven v'yavod Sivin. You have 24 days left of Sivin. Hey, the Luchos were given, the Aseret HaDibros were given on Zion Sivin. So you have another 24 days left. V'shis of the Tamis. And you have 16 days of Tamis. Molulu aboyim yoimin. That's how you have a complete 40 days. To have a Bahar, that Moshe was in Har Sinai. Or v'shis of the Tamis Nochis. And on the 17th day of Tamis, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu came down. The Yosav Tavrin Luchas, and that's when he saw Klaius were doing the Chet Egel. That's when Moshe broke the Luchas. So it's good according to Rabbi Kiva that right after Aseret HaDibros, Moshe went up to Har Sinai and he was there for 40 days. Elul Rabbi Yosef Lili, but according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, the Omar he holds Shisha the Prisham that Moshe after Aseret HaDibros did not go up to Shemayim. He didn't go up to Har Sinai. The first 6 days he stood downstairs. It was a mitzvah Prisham. He was betoich the Shechina that covered the onan for the first 6 days. Then he went up Chura. Then he first went up for 40 days. Is ad eskem atlos of Thomas? As you first come out, the 23rd day of Thomas should be the end of the 40 days. Is lo yitz baluchos. The luchos of Chura were not broken until the 23rd day of Thomas. And we know not like that. We know that Moshe came down on Yud Zayin the Thomas, and that's when he broke the luchos. So according to Rabbi Yisrael Lili, it's a kasha. And the Gemara, Omelach of Yosef Lili, Aboyim Dahar, Bahadi Shisha the Prisha. That's not a kasha. It's true. It's always said Moshe was 40 days in Har Sinai. But it doesn't mean he was mamish upstairs in Shemayim for 40 days. The first 6 days of the 40 days, he was just downstairs by Har Sinai. There was a mitzvah Prisha. Those first 6 days, he was stand downstairs with Erech Teshchina. And on the seventh day, that's when Hashem called him up to be in Shemayim. So really, he wasn't in Shemayim for 40 days. He was only there 33 days. It was only the first 6 days he was with Mrs. Prisham downstairs by Har Sinai. Fighter. Omar Mar said before, Vayikrea Moshe Moshe. Hashem called to Moshe. V'chol Yisrael Oimdim. That, and everybody was there. Notice that Kodesh Baruch Hu told to Moshe the Aseret HaDibros, and the whole Klal Yisrael was there. It's according to Rabbi Kiva, the pshat from Vayikra al Moshe b'yom Hashvi, Hashem called to Moshe, means he told the Aseret HaDibros to Moshe. Even though the whole Klal Yisrael was there, still it will have nothing covered l'Moshe, as if Hashem was only talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Mar Mishayda l'Rebbe Lezer, this is a riot to Rebbe Lezer. The Yom Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer says, Vayikra al Moshe Moshe, Hashem called to Moshe, v'chol Yisrael loimed him. And the whole Klal Yisrael was also standing there, b'shat the Aseret HaDibros. The pasuk is only coming to give like covet to Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though Hashem was talking to the whole Klal Yisrael, still the pasuk says Vayikrael Moshe to give covet special a covet to Moshe Rabbeinu. But really, this was by the Aseret HaDibros, like Rabbi Akiva Shita to the whole Klal Yisrael. Meisvei Avikasha. First, it says Koil Loi, Koil Elof. The pasuk could have said the word Loi, and instead it says the word Elof. So we dash for this Moshe Shoma. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, the koil, even though it was a loud koil, only Moshe was able to hear it. Nobody else. That's the theory. Here was saying by the Aseret HaDibros, Hashem spoke to Moshe, but not only did Moshe hear it, but the whole Klal Yisrael heard it. And here it's Mashma, whenever Hashem spoke to Moshe, it says, Elov, only Moshe was able to hear it, nobody else. So Rashi says, Koil Loi Koil Elov. The pasuk says in Banmid Bazayin, Vayishma Esa Koil Medaber Elov. Now, loy hoyo yocholoymer. The apostle could have said, Vayishma sakil madaber loy. Why does it say elov? Uksiv madaber elov. The lamdacha to teach us. She elov levada hoyo nimshach hakil. Only was Moshe able to hear the kil. Vayoyo moid. Mishukum amishkon. Vayadaber imoy miyala kaparis. Vayoyo akil nishmal yisrael. Once Hashem spoke to Moshe through the kaparis, nobody else was able to hear. Only Moshe. Vayikro de vayishma sakil biyay moid ksiv. Reish de krov avoy Moshe loyo moid. So the kasher is, whenever Hashem spoke to Moshe, only Moshe could hear, and not the rest of Klal Yisrael. And here, by the Aseret HaDibros was saying, the pasuk says, Vayikra Moshe, as though it was saying, it means that everybody heard. So what's the stira? And the Gemara poshet lekasher. Ha'avitzina ha'avayomayit. By ha'asinah, when Hashem gave the Aseret HaDibros, true, Hashem was speaking to Moshe, but then the whole Klal Yisrael could hear it also. Mashenkin, once Hashem spoke to Moshe, the ayomayit, that's the pasuk says, Elov, only Moshe was able to hear, and nobody else. The boy you say another teretz is lekasha or b'kriya or b'dibur. When it says loshin kriya by yikra, then everybody could hear.
Over there in Bamidbar it says lashon vayadaber Hashem Elohim. There vayadaber, that's only to Moshe and to nobody else. Rabbi Zrika Rami Kroy, he asked the kash, he asked the stiru nipsukim, kaim of the Rebbe Lezer, in front of Rebbe Lezer. V'yamrilon, some say, Amar Rebbe Zrika. And Rebbe Zrika said that Rebbe Lezer Rami, Rebbe Lezer asked the question. Siv, one pasuk says, V'lo yocho Moshe lovoy eloya moit. Unless it's Pashim Pkude, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot come into the Oya Moit. Why? Ki shochin olavonim. Because the Shechina was there, therefore Moshe would not come into the Oya Moit. Well, Siv, another pasuk says, we just said here, Vayova Moshe b'teich onan, that Moshe did come in b'teich ha-shechina. Skor tzestira. One pasuk Masha Moshe would not go, and here it says Moshe did go. Malamai to teach us. Yeah. Layacha Moshe, so skor tzestira, Siv the Gemara, Malamai, she'tofsu ha-kodesh baruch hu l'Moshe. That ha-kodesh baruch hu had to grab a hold of Moshe ve'aviyu bonan. His machmas Moshe z'anivus, Moshe held he was not right to go in the Makam Shekhinah. He couldn't go where the Shekhinah was. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had to grab Moshe and bring him into the oil. By the Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Nema Kan B'toich. Here it says B'toich. The Nema Lahalan B'toich. What's the two B'toich? It says here, Vayov Vayavoyu B'nai Yisrael B'toich Hayom. The Klai Yisrael came B'toich Hayom. B'toich Hayom. And here also it says, that Vayikri Moshe V'yom Ashri M'toich Honan. So, we learn out, Ma Lahalan, just like over there, By Kriyas Yamsuf, Shvil, they walk through their own special roads. The Siv Amayim Lehem Choyma is Avkan Shvil. Was a special road for Moshe to pass through to go into the Yonan. Yeah. Vayikro El Moshe. Now Baal Pasha Vayikro El Moshe. Vayedaber Hashem Elov. Loma Hiktim Kri Ladiber. How come in the beginning of Pasha's Vayikro it starts off from Vayikro Hashem? Vayikra El Moshe, the pasuk says, then Vayadaber Hashem Elov. Then Hashem spoke to him. So why does this first say Vayikra and then Vayadaber? Vayikra El Moshe Vayadaber. Is Lo Mehiktim Kri LaDibur. Why does it say Vayikra before Dibur? Is Limda Terah Derech Eretz. The Terah is teaching us Derech Eretz. Good manners. Shelo Yomer Odem Dibur LaChaveroi. Somebody should not go to talk to his friend. Elim Ken Kareyu. Unless first you called him. Hey, make sure you get his attention first. First call him, and then you can talk to him. It is Messiah of Rabbi Chanina. It's a riot to Rabbi Chanina. The Yom Rabbi Chanina says, Lo yemar odam dobo lechaveroi. Somebody should not say something to his friend, Elim ken kureyu. And lemer, until you first call him, and then tell him, I want to talk to you. Yeah. Kureyu. Elim ken kureyu, unless you call him first. Then the prophet says, lemer. Says Vayikra Moshe Vadabra Shemelo Miyoya Moid Lamer. Says Lamer to say over to other people. Is Omar Rebbe that Omar Rebbe Nas Musya Rava that Minayin, how do we know? Li Oimer Dova Lechaveroi. If somebody tells you something, Shuba Bal Yoimer, Shasan, that is Mama Shalav, you're not allowed to tell it over to somebody else. If I tell you something, Poshita means where you know a Makbid, that I'm telling you something I want only you to know. I don't want you to tell it to anybody else. But if I tell you something, there's a Baal Yom, there's a Lav, not to tell it over to somebody else. Unless the person tells you yes, you can tell it to somebody else. Shenema, the Pasuk says here, V'yadaber Hashem Elov Miyoya Moyed Lamer. Hashem spoke to Moshe, and then Hashem said Lamer. What does Lamer mean? That you're allowed to tell it over to other people. Mechlal de Tava, you're allowed to tell it over to other people. But without the word Lamer, you would not be allowed to tell it over to somebody else. So if somebody tells you something, you're not allowed to tell it off to somebody else unless he gives you rishus to tell it to somebody. How Kofan the Mor says now, Michlal the Tavayu Svir Lohu Miluyim Kol HaKosavim HaKavim. He's both Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish both hold that whatever it says in the Pashas of Miluyim, those were the 7 days before the Rish Chodesh Nisan, before the Shemini, that Aaron HaKohen did the first Avodah, those 7 days, whatever the Torah says there, by the Miluyim is Likuva. The Yitmar, Miluyim, Rabbi Yechonah, Rabbi Chanina, Chadom HaKolakosah Ben Makev Ben, V'chadomar, Dover HaMakev L'Doreis, Makev Ben. Of Ishein Makev L'Doreis, Ein Makev Ben. Staka Machlekes. That one man the Yom says, whatever mitzvah the Torah says about the Miluyim was Likuva. That means if they didn't do it, it was possible. And one says no, only mitzvahs that are Negei L'Doreis for the future generations, that then it's likuvah. If you don't do it, the carbon is pasul. Who would then by the miluyim also? If it wasn't done, it would be pasul. But something lederis, the mitzvah leder, we'll soon see which mitzvahs. So it is not likuvah. Who would then by miluyim is also not likuvah. So Mar says, Tistayim Rav Yechon Udi Yomar, Kolakosu Be'er Makavehen. I'll bring you right here. Rav Yechon is the one that says, anything that it says in the mitzvah of miluyim was likuvah. What's the raya? Because before, on the blot before we had, that Rish Lakish asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, that Midiyom Alei Rish Lakish, to Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan before, that according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, you're learning out that just like there was a mitzvah prisha 7 days by the Meluyim, who are did in our Mishnah? The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to be porous 7 days in advance. That's what Rabbi Yochanan Shita. We learn out the mitzvah prisha by Yom Kippur from the Meluyim. Now, Rish Lakish asked the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan, if so, Ima Meluyim. If you're learning out from the Meluyim, just like by all the mitzvahs of the Meluyim, Kol HaKosu Ben Makaven, any mitzvah that it said there in the parshas of Meluyim is likuva if you didn't do it. There was puzzle. That was Rish Lakish's kasha. What was the kasha then? So, Abizai, by Yom Kippur also, it should be likuva that if the Kohen was not porous 7 days in advance, he can't be a Kohen Gadol. And the kasha was the Mishnah's mashma, not like that. Because the Mishnah says, Mesakin Eloi, that we separate another Kohen. But it doesn't say we do a Mrs. Prisha by the second Kohen. Mashmah, the first Kohen becomes Tomei, we use the second Kohen, even though there was no Mrs. Prisha. So that was Rish Lakish's kasha, you can't learn out from the Meluyim. Because if you do learn out from the Meluyim, everything should be Likuva, just like it was there. And the Gemara before, V'loi Kamahadalei, we have Yechon didn't answer back anything. V'loi Midi, he didn't answer anything back. It's this time. So Sarai Rabbi Yechon was Maskim to the kasha. Like true, I'm Maskim to you, whatever it says by the Meluyim is Likuva. That's what Rish Lakish says. You can't learn out from the Meluyim. What's that Kapshan Rabbi Yechonin? Why does Rabbi Yechonin learn out from the Meluyim? By the Meluyim, if the Kohen Aaron wasn't Parish, his Avodah was Posel, and by Yom Kippur was saying, even if he's not Parish, the Avodah is Kosher. So the Ritva speaks out, that's not a Kasha. When you learn out one thing from another thing, you don't have to learn out all the Dinim. Just like over there it's Likuva, here also it's Likuva. No, by the Meluyim Taka was Likuva. But by Yom Kippur, we're only learning out the mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah. That lechatchila, the Kohen Gadol should be porous 7 days in advance. But for the Eved, if he wasn't porous 7 days in advance, the Avodah is still kosher. So Mar says, now, my benayu, what's the machlokes between this machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina says, you know what's makiv by the Meluyim? Only things that are makiv ledoris. But something that's not makiv ledoris is not makiv then. What's the difference? Amar Rabbi Yosef. Semicha ike benayim. And after me, there is mitzvah.